Our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
I was never satisfied.
Ascend our 7th Juliet. Do you have traffic for us at 2 o'clock?
It was all too symmetrical.
We got traffic here about 1:30 to 2 o'clock. It's very bright. Doesn't seem to be moving. Just to change the colors.
I know one of them has is carrying a very large weapon.
That looks like a weapon of some sort.
That'd be kind of interesting to have a couple pictures. I think it might make our case a little better.
UFOs. It would cause widespread panic and fear.
With tensions rising over Iran's nuclear ambitions, Virginia's John Warner, who heads the Senate.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and welcome to another edition of Dark Matters Radio. I interviewed John Keel May 24, 1992. In retrospect, I think it was one of the last radio interviews John Keel did, at least as far as the UFO question went. Keel at that time was having his book, The Mothman Prophecies, reissued by Illuminet Press. And of course, like any author, he was interested in getting some publicity out about it. I had interviewed Keel previously a couple of times for the pages of UFO Magazine going back to 1989. Later on, John was to incur the wrath of the UFO research community, not the least of which concerned his assertion that what probably crashed in Roswell, New Mexico in 1947 was a Japanese Fugo balloon launched from Japan near the end of World War II. Now, I personally never believed that this could be the case, not the least because of people like Jesse Marcel and what they claimed the characteristics of the debris were. But be that as it may, John Keel was definitely an original character. Keel had an immense amount of work behind him, publishing close to 30 or so books, many hundreds and hundreds of magazine articles, and short stories. He was a prolific writer going back many, many years. John Keel died in July of this past year, 2009, and at least as far as I'm concerned, he'll be sorely missed. I consider this particular episode of UFOs Tonight to be a real treat, and I hope you enjoy it. Now, on with the show.